What I wanted to talk about was a little something that came in my mail this morning, which is a nice orange pamphlet from elections.org.nz about the citizens-initiated referenda that we're going to have on the parental smacking law.
Yes.
And it says right on the front, should a smack as part of good parental correction be a criminal offence in New Zealand, which is a proposition that we have to answer by way of a postal ballot. And, of course, it assumes that smacking is part of good parental correction, which is an assumption that I personally would dispute, and I think a lot of other people would too. But in trying to work this out, I mean, I was trying to work out which side, if I vote yes, what do I get? And if I vote no, what do I get? And the wording is a bit confusing, but I think I've got it. Those who favour smacking being a crime should vote yes. And that means that you're in favour of keeping the law the way it is and in favour of, you know, supporting a violence-free society. Unfortunately, what you get by voting yes is that you're in the side, you're in the company of people like Sue Bradford and the Nanny State and those people who think that they actually can know how to bring up your children better than you do. But on the other hand, if you vote no, then you are in effect saying, I'd like to go back to the previous law where using reasonable force was a defence to physically hitting your children, and I think that would be a bad thing. And then you get into the no vote, you're in the company of the whackers and the bashers and the Christian fundamentalists and the wacky right and all of those people. So I'm going to be voting yes, and I'm going to be voting yes because I think that along with Peter Sharples, there has to be a better way of bringing up your children than smacking them.
It's begging the question, isn't it? I mean, you've just, because we've touched on this briefly on the panel before, and we've got a few interesting people to talk to. So I don't want to talk about this all day.
No.
He said speaking faster and faster. But, I mean, it is begging the question, isn't it? The way they phrased it, as part of good parental correction.
Well, they tried to load it up at the time because this was the petition to force the referendum, or the petition to get the referendum, was launched at the time of the Section 59 debate. And they started collecting the signatures at that point. And, of course, people signed up because, you know, they thought that smacking, or at the very least the right to smack, was actually part of a parental, went with the job of being a parent and so on. So the heat has now gone out of the thing, I think, quite a lot. The current law hasn't actually seemed to have led to a whole lot of people being hauled before the courts or anything like that.
Without canvassing
all the arguments, it's a difficult one, but you have to make up your mind.